Governor Ned Lamont recently signed an executive order allowing liquor permittees to deliver alcohol to state residents during the COVID-19 pandemic. It's a move, Connecticut Public Radio's Frankie Graziano says, is designed to accomplish two aims: to keep people inside their homes and to toss out a lifeline to small businesses, including more than 100 of the state's craft breweries.
To combat the spread of coronavirus, bars and restaurants were essentially closed off to the public in March. With tap rooms devoid of paying customers, the local beer industry took a hit. Now, to recoup revenue, some companies are delivering. Chris Sayer and his wife own New Hartford's brewery Legitimus. The pandemic cut what Sayer says is 85 to 90% of their traditional business, customer foot traffic, to their building. So they took on the task of bringing the product to the consumer. Within 48 hours of the order being signed, Brewery Legitimus executed its first delivery.
You know, I think for a lot of businesses, this is really a financial stress test. I know we've rewritten our business plan twice in the last 30 days, but, you know, being able to pivot and kind of adapt to the new market conditions is really important for any small business.
The interview with Sayer is an exercise in physical distancing during a beer delivery. I'm on my phone on the front steps of the house. He's got the goods in a cooler bag planted where my driveway meets the front walkway.
We're about, what, 15 feet away, Chris?
Yeah, 15 or 25 feet away. It's good. We've delivered to probably almost 200 homes in the last week here, and people are keeping their distance.
But not all brewers will enter the delivery game. The major sticking point is the temporary nature of the order. The governor's office says it'll only last as long as there's a state of emergency in place, and that new legislation would have to be passed by the General Assembly for it to be permanent. Adam DeLora is one of the founders of Labyrinth Brewing Company in Manchester. He says he's not a hard no on delivery, but he's not sure what it would take to pull it off.
Drivers, we would need insurance, gas. How do we protect ourselves or our staff that we send out that way?
Is worth it for something that in post-pandemic Connecticut might not be a thing?
You know, if we were a larger brewery that maybe already had a large distribution network or even a moderately sized distribution network, we could tap into that because we'd have drivers, we'd have vehicles. We're so young that even when we're delivering like our cans to package stores and our kegs to bars and restaurants, like, we're literally doing that stuff in the back of our personal vehicles.
The Connecticut Brewers Guild reports that the local beer industry had an economic footprint of $750 million in 2018, and that in 2019, there were over 6,000 people employed at 112 breweries. The future, though, is murky. Labyrinth laid off employees after the taproom closed. One other brewery, Hanging Hills in Hartford, closed its doors for good. Even though brewers are engaging in delivery or curbside pickup to survive, how long can they keep it up for? How long can the industry sustain the economic impact of COVID-19? Frankie Graziano, Connecticut Public Radio.